Guess what?
What?
It's really easy to stay up to date on everything that happens on this and all your favorite Podcast One shows.
Nice!
Just follow us at Podcast One on Twitter. Or you can see what we're up to firsthand on Facebook and Instagram. New show releases, special guests, crazy stuff, and everything you want or need to know. At Podcast One. Oh yeah, and make sure you slide over to iTunes and subscribe to this show ASAP. That way you get them delivered to you as soon as they hit the shelves.
Okay.
And of course, you can always get all the scoop you need at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino back here with an early holiday gift for everybody out there who listens to the podcast, because this was a very unexpected thing which really fell into our lap, and we're very excited to talk about it here today, because the Purple Pants badass himself, Bryce Isaiah, is back here with us with a holiday treat. Bryce, how are you?
I am wonderful in the holiday giving spirit, and you know, I had to come back to the Rat House to, you know, for some holiday cheer.
Well, first off, Bryce, how are you doing?
I am great. I'm amazing. I actually just applied for financial aid because I have to go back to school to take Mac Dawson's Survivor class, because after that Survivor tribal council that went down, I was so confused. So I am enrolling into Max Dawson's Survivor class because I don't know what the hell happened.
Wait, hold on. Is he back to teaching?
I don't know, but I got my financial aid ready because I'm still lost.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that. The big reason why Bryce is on today is because Bryce has a brand new single.
Yes.
Which I have not even heard yet, which we are going to drop here on the podcast today.
Very world premiere. Yes, very, very, very exciting. You know, I am back with a new single off of the hiatus of that world charting topping hit Freak.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
So it's got a lot to follow up, but you know, I've just been so inspired, and the love and support that I get from the Rat family really kind of pushed me to go back in the studio to give you guys another classic.
Okay, is it a holiday song?
So it's not a holiday song. It's kind of like emerging on my campaign, have you per se, that I've embarked on a little bit. So it's kind of along those lines of like, you know, just, you know, letting you guys know that I'm a Purple Pants badass and I'm back and I'm ready for war.
Okay. So it's an anthem.
It's an anthem. Absolutely. I would definitely coin it my anthem.
All right. Well, before we get into playing the song, let me just get your thoughts on the Survivor finale. I'm sure you must have loved this final three, because it's all your friends were in the final three.
I mean, absolutely. First of all, Kagyan, was shout out to Kagyan. We the final three, and then Jeremy Collins. So I was super, super excited to see the final three of those guys. Like, couldn't have asked for more. I felt like Jeremy played an awesome game. And like I said before, they should have took Jeremy out. Like, how crazy would you guys be to bring him this far? Like, he's playing an amazing game. He's gotten idols. He's making connections. Like, Jeremy is like the ultimate survivor at this point. So it's like, you know, kudos to him, and shame on everyone else who didn't get him out, because it's like, I saw this a long time coming. I even said it on when I was on your show last. He was a super threat. But I mean, I was super excited for Tasha, super excited for Spencer. And, you know, there's been some debates, you know, back and forth on Twitter, as you know, I kind of saw a little hate at my girl Tasha, like saying what she did. I thought Tasha played a great game. I thought she played as well as she could have given the cards that she was dealt, you know, in my opinion.
Now, did you get on your friend Spencer and Tasha and say, what were you guys thinking? Why'd you go to the end with Jeremy?
I mean, no, I didn't. You know, I don't like to be that type of friend that's like, you know, that beats them up, because I know Spencer kind of was like, you know, as we all saw on the live show, he kind of was over, and I think he realized his mistakes. But, you know, I just, you know, wish them the best. You know, you still made final three. Shoot, I make the merge. So
right.
I'm not the friend to like, you know, I was super proud of them. But of course, hindsight is always 20/20. And when you looking back at your bake deposit statement and it doesn't say $1 million, you know, I can see their regret.
Yeah, but hey, that's good money to get to the final three, right?
So I hear, Rob. So I hear.
I don't know why people are so upset about.
Right, because then you still are cashing a check But, you know, ultimately, I think they did amazing. And then shout out to my girl, Kelly Wentworth, a pre-merge. You know, I love to see a pre-merge boot come back and kill it. And she played an awesome game. But, you know, unfortunately, like, she wasn't cool with the people that made it to the three. And ultimately, they stuck to their alliance. So, I mean, it was just a great off-the-top season. Just like, it's like Survivor on steroids this season.
Now, is Kelly Wentworth the patron saint of the pre-merge boots now?
I mean, probably, because we don't really have anyone else to look forward to for someone like that. So she, all hail Kelly. Yes, absolutely. Like, she's my idol. And I think she was voted out third on her season. And, you know, voted out third.
She was fifth.
Okay, sorry. You know, I like to say everybody voted out third. That's a special place in my heart. Yes. So, But Kelly killed it.
Now, is Kelly now, does she still talk to the people that are the pre-merge boots? Or does she now she's moved on and now she's too good for the pre-jury people?
Well, Kelly has definitely elevated her status. But see, Kelly's a real, real girl. So I think she can still talk to us pre-boots. You know, me and her text from time to time. So, you know, she's elevated her status, but she's still... Yes. You know, Kelly from the block.
Okay, and she still returns your texts and puts emoji back and forth?
Absolutely. We can go for emojis all day. You know, that's how I communicate. So yes, Kelly is great with the emoji.
Now, I saw on Twitter that you seemed to be the person who broke the news about Jeremy and Val's baby on Monday. That, of course, congratulations to Jeremy and Val for their baby, Remy, born on Monday, but it looked like that you were the person that had that exclusive on Monday.
I didn't know that I was. I thought that it was news. I hope, you know, I hope that's a good thing. But yeah, Jeremy and Val, they are amazing. Like, how does that feel to, like, win $1 million, you get to meet the Patriots, and you pop out a baby boy? Remy, like, I mean... Right. Jeremy is having the best week ever.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here. You're never going to get a better week than that. Now, how did you become so tight with Jeremy and Val? It's like you're in the inner circle.
I mean, I'm cute to boot and I'm from Philly, so I think that's enough. But I've just always been, you know, I always reached out to Jeremy and I've always reached out to Val. And they're just amazing people. So, like, we just kind of seem to have a good relationship. Whenever they're in Philly, they generally hit me up. So, I mean, I love them. So they're amazing.
Yeah. Wow. So this, what a season this was that you, everybody, the top four, all of your friends.
Right. So it's hard for me to be on Twitter and I hear, like, and I see people talking smack. I be having a snack clapback season is in effect, because don't come from my friends, especially when they played amazing and especially when, you know, these haters out here. But no,
who's being a hater?
I mean, just, you know, those random trolls that just, like, say random stuff.
The egg,
like,
people.
The blue, red, and yellow and green egg people. They always, but they got the right one here, because I will clap back.
All right.
And my first response to them always is, and what season did you play again? I'm confused.
Bryce, are you excited that they are going back to brains versus beauty versus brawn for the next season of Survivor?
Well, it's a little bittersweet because, you know, my season was so amazing, but I am super excited. And then, I mean, after that mini preview that they had, I mean, we got an old gay Asian like this. Like, ooh, what's his name? Toe Tie? I can't even. I'm too excited. So I am excited. And I was actually able to meet Liz, I think her name is.
Yes.
So Liz seems super amazing. I was in New York with kind of the wine and cheese crew watching the finale, and Liz popped up. So Liz seems amazing. So this season seems to be a lot of medical emergencies. So I'm glad I made it to the first one. It wasn't too many medical emergencies because they look serious. Jeff calling in the chopper. Now, you know, when that chopper comes in, Rob, that ain't nothing to play with.
Now, you guys didn't have any medical emergencies in the original Brains versus Beauty versus Brawn, only that Lindsay was going to fight Trish. That was the only thing.
And that was the only medical emergency, was, you know, Lindsay and the Trish. But thank God Jeff didn't have to call the chopper. So, you know, our season went off without a hitch. So I'm like so excited. I'm excited, but I'm like nervous because it's like, you know what it's like to be out there, Robin. So you kind of really, when you see people get hurt, it's like, wow, we really do put our lives in danger. Mm-hmm. So it's sad to see, but I am excited about this season. I mean, I wonder if it can compare to the first.
Yeah, well,
season.
That's going to be the thing. Now, will you be leading the charge of the OG Brains versus Beauty versus Brawn? Talking about like, well, this one's not as good as the first Brains versus Beauty.
Well,
versus
I mean,
Brawn.
I I'm the talk of the town, and I only keeps it real, Rob. So I can only call it how I see. And I am curious to know who that third boot is going to be, because you know that third boot holds a special place in my heart, especially on B versus B versus B, Brain, Beauty, Bronze. I always come twisted that.
So versus just, Bryce.
Versus Bryce. It's just the BBB, Brain, Beauty, Bronze, bring Bryce back. However you want to spin it, it works for me.
Do you feel like they should have brought back a captain from one of the original teams for this new season of Brains versus Beauty versus Braun?
Who?
Should they take one person from each of the original tribes and bring them back? And should they have had that be in the new Brains versus Beauty versus Braun?
I can agree. Maybe. Could be interesting. And I don't know about that whole captain thing, because who was the captain?
Well, it doesn't have to be the captains from the original season.
Well, you know, a flagship member. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see how this plays out, because I don't know who the captains was.
Yeah, it doesn't have
Beauty.
To be LJ.
That was my impression. Okay.
Now, are you excited about them bringing back another CBS reality person in Beast Mode Cowboy from Big Brother to play in the Brains versus Beauty versus Braun?
I mean, we'll see how that goes. And Is he on the Beauty Tribe too as well?
I don't know. We haven't seen who's on what tribe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he could be Braun.
Maybe Braun.
Not
well, you
Brains.
Never know. I definitely don't think Brains. So it'll be interesting, because I've seen clips and of him when he was on Big Brother. So I don't know how this is going.
Well, you watch Big Brother, right?
I'm like a fair weather fan of Big Brother. So I've never watched the whole season. What happens is like I get sucked into watching like random episodes from random seasons. And then I'm like, oh, I need to watch a whole season. But then I can never like, if they come on in the summer, and I'm more active in the summer. So I am like a slightly Big Brother fan, more than slightly, but I'm just fair weather.
Okay. So you have not seen Beast Mode Cowboy in action.
So I've seen clips on the internet of him. Like, I've seen, like, little things. And so I kind of have a taste of his personality, and I don't really know if that's, per se, my taste that I like. So, I'm going to keep it cute.
All right, well, let's talk about your album here, your single. Is this going to be the prelude to a whole album that could be coming out?
So, I mean, I don't know about an album. I do think an EP eventually will drop. And so I'm just kind of testing the water. It's been a really long time that I've been back from the studio. So when I recorded Freak, I had no idea the Rob Has a Podcast sensation that it would cause. So, I wanted to be a rapper at one point in time, so you never know. But I am kind of sort of working on an EP, like a full maybe like 6-track song. So
wow.
we'll see what happens.
Now, is Freak the only other song you ever recorded?
No. It's funny that you say that. I have a whole catalog. Like, I had a whole album that I had in college with songs on it that, like, I still have, and I don't know how I feel about them. Like, I listen to them, and I like them, and my friends are like, oh, my God, you should put them out. And then I'm like, I don't know. I feel like the content in which I'm rapping about, I'm like Kelly Wentworth. I've elevated myself a little bit. So, you know, I have to keep it cute in regards to what I put out. So, you know, I've got bodies of work out there.
So you're basically like, if you were Kelly Wentworth, it's like we would never even see Survivor San Juan del Sur anymore.
Right.
You bury it.
Right. I'm you know, Cambodia all the way. So this is Cambodia material that I'm putting out.
So why is Freak the only song that we ever heard from you? Like, why is that on YouTube and then none of the other stuff we ever heard of?
So like back in the day when I was like recording an artist, like I really wanted, like I had this title, like I wanted to be like the first gay rapper to come out of Philly. And so like there was like this web series going on. This was like, 2009. And so Freak was going to be like the lead single off of my project. So I had like given Freak out to different like media sources. And one of like these, it's like called like Gay MCs, and I don't even think they do it anymore. They picked up Freak. And so they put it on their like YouTube. And so that's why that's out there. And then I just kind of like got cold feet in regards to it. And so I never put the rest of like my body of workout. So, and that's why Just Freak is just out there on the internet. So I was super surprised when I'm watching and listening to Rob Has a Podcast and you were doing like the,
we loved it.
Yes. Right. I was like, oh my God, what is he talking about? How does he know about this? I wasn't sure if he was throwing shade or you was being cute, but in actuality, you know, you guys really like it.
We love it. Now, is there a big gay hip hop scene in terms of like, cause I feel like I don't know of any other artists, but again, I don't know about a lot of things in the music world. But I feel like that this could be like an area where that there, you know, you could really take over.
So, and I think so as well too. And you know, with Caitlyn Jenner, like, you know, transgenders and homosexuality is like a huge big topic. So there are a couple of other MCs out there that have come out.
Where's her single?
Well, hopefully Bruce has it. So hopefully we won't see the single. But, and so I don't like, there's Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. And there were like some gay rappers on there, but there's nobody from Philly. So, you know, I'm looking to take that Philly crown and, you know, see what I can do with it. Cause you know, I can spit some fire out there now, you know?
Okay. This could be huge. So what's the name of this track?
So the name of this track is called Purple Pants Badass. PPBA, hashtag PPBA. And, you know, it is my current anthem for my state of mind right now and where I'm at currently in my life.
Okay. All right. So I'm not going to tease it anymore. Let's listen to it and then let's come back and we'll talk about it. We're going to hear the full thing or are we just going to hear like a little bit and you want people to go on iTunes and buy it?
So, and that was another decision. So I'm not putting it on iTunes. I'm actually putting it on SoundCloud. You can download it from SoundCloud and you can listen to it. This is just my Christmas gift to everyone that supported me and everyone that likes my music. So this is a labor of love from the Purple Pants Badass. I want you to listen to it, rock out. I want you to make videos, send them to me. I want the whole shebang. I want to see your reactions listening to the Purple Pants Badass.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
World premiere.
Here we go.
It's Bryce Isaiah. What campaign you know? They don't have a theme song. I'm the Purple Pants Badass. I'm the Purple Pants Badass. I'm the Purple Pants Badass. I'm the Purple Pants Badass.
Everybody knows you gotta go hard. There's nobody to get this far. I'm a survivor.
You know you better breathe right back. You know you better breathe
right back. And you know you gotta go far. Just to make it hurt and go far.
Go far, go
so
far.
I
tell them that I'm ready to blow. Tell them that I'm ready to blow. It's the Purple Pants Badass. I'm ready for woe. It's the second time around and I'm not for show. You hated on me the first time. I'm back again. You tried to snub my torch. Now I'm back for the win. But it's a different set of rules that I'm playing with this time. Hard work, dedication. Gotta keep that by my side. Being loyal and trustworthy. Fucked me up the first time. I'm serving cutthroat and vicious. Staying real the whole time. Never giving up on my goals. I'm never giving up on my dreams. Coming for that spot. So survive I see. I'm never giving up on my goals. I'm never giving up on my dreams. So I want, crown me the king. I'm the Purple Pants Badass. I'm the Purple Pants Badass. I'm the Purple Pants Badass. I'm the Purple Pants Badass.
Everybody knows you gotta go hard. There's nobody to get this far. I'm a survivor.
You know you better breathe right back.
Survivor.
You know you better breathe right back.
And you know you gotta go hard. Just to make it hurt and go far.
Go far, go
so
far.
I tell
them that I'm ready to blow.
Yeah.
I tell them that I'm ready to blow. I'm on a campaign trail, call me Hillary Clinton. I'm looking presidential when I step in your city. They fly me out to the shows cause they booking your boy. I'm in the studio cause you're feeling your voice. Now let's get one thing clear, I'm on top of my game. You know checks have been cut if they mentioning my name. So check Survivor Shade cause I'm filling that seat. Or Rob has a podcast freak of the week. I'm never giving up on my goals, I'm never giving up on my dreams. I'm coming for that spot. I'm never giving up on my goals. I'm never giving up on my dreams. It's about what I want. Crown me the king. I'm the Purple Pants Badass.
Say it again.
I'm the Purple Pants Badass.
Say it
with. I'm the Purple Pants Badass.
I'm the Purple Pants Badass. Everybody knows you gotta go hard. Just nobody to get this.
Bring them back, bring them back.
I'm a survivor.
You know you better bring right back.
Survivor.
You know you better bring right back.
And you know you gotta go hard. Just to make it hurt and go far.
Go far, go
so
far. When you look at sexy, dot, dot, don't come for me, cause it's dot, dot, get on my time, cause it's dot, dot, when you gettin' fresh, it's dot, dot,
cause sexy that that. Don't come for me cause it's that that. Get on my time cause it's that that. Where you getting fresh is that that. Where you looking sexy that that. Don't come for me cause it's that that. Get on my time cause it's that that. Where you getting fresh is that that. Where you looking sexy that that. Don't come for me cause it's that that. Get on my time cause it's that that.
Where you getting fresh is that. The Purple Pants Badass.
Hey.
Wow. Hey. Well done. Hey.
what do you think, Rob?
I loved it. It is the anthem of the Bryce Second Chance, the Purple Pants Badass. Now, is that you on the backup vocal also?
Like, what do you mean, singing?
Yes. Or is that somebody else?
No, that's not me singing. That's like an artist that I'm working with in Philly. His name is C. Nelson. He's from Philly. And, you know, with just a little cute collaboration just to come through and, you know, bring Bryce back. I'm the Purple Pants Badass. Hey, I'm the Purple Pants Badass. So, yeah, no, so that's me featuring C. Nelson. So, you know, we're just out here, you know, doing what we're trying to do.
Because I'm telling you, I think that the best move is to just try to blow up the music as much as you can. And then, because then once you have like your own thing going on too, then that'll be like, oh, then now we want you. Now we want Chase Rice to come back. You know, before he has like a CD going on, they probably weren't saying like, oh, we got to get Chase Rice back on here.
Right.
So keep going after the music. I think that's really the biggest thing that you could be doing. So let's talk about the song. How long did it take you to make the track?
Not long. You know, I went to the studio and, you know, I just kind of listened to different beats and I kind of just one jumped out at me. And when I listened to it, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was, I'm the Purple Pants Badass. I'm the Purple Pants Badass. And so me and my friend Craig, we just kind of like, I recorded that, then he kind of came up with the hook, and then I took that home, and maybe 2 days later, I went back into the studio, and I spit my rhymes, you know? So it was a really quick turnaround, you know? I'm very lyrical when I need to be.
And now, a couple of years ago, we all fell in love with the Baylor Wilson Sticky Situation song and video. Is there going to be a video for this?
So there will be a video. So we're probably not going to shoot the video until the new year. So sometime in January. So there will be a Purple Pants Badass video and a dance.
A dance?
So listen, a dance. You got to do the Purple Pants Badass dance. So, I mean, listen, it's all the way official here. So definitely a video will be coming in 2016.
Wow. So do you have ideas for the video?
I mean, I kind of have a storyboard together. So I'm kind of like, listen, I don't play around, Rob, when I get into my mold of creativity. So I have a storyboard and I have maybe like three directors in mind that I would like to use, but I need to see what that budget is looking like because, you know, I'm a pre-merge boot. So, you know, we're on very limited funds here, but we're definitely going to make what we can do work.
Is there going to be any cameos in your music video?
Well, we just never know. You know, I'm in the city of the brotherly love and there are, you know, people around me, so we'll have to wait and see on that.
Wow. This is incredible. If you did end up getting back on Survivor and you were on a different tribe that wasn't purple, would that really throw you off?
I mean, I don't think it is because it's not the color of the pants, it's the man in the pants that wears them. So I don't think whatever color that, you know, I would wear, I would rock them out and then I'd be the yellow pants badass. So wow. whatever color comes, I can definitely rock them.
Now, you want people to make up their own music videos to this too?
So I want like dub smashes and I want you to like send me on Instagram, you listening to my Purple Pants Badass. I want to make like a little smash up video of like the people listening to it. So that would be so much fun, you guys. And I would appreciate the support and the love.
So what do you want? People just send that on Twitter to you?
They can send it on Twitter or they can tag me on Instagram. Just make sure your page is open so I can download the video because I want to make a little smash up of like people listening to the Purple Pants Badass. And I want your feedback, good, bad, and I, you know, keep it real. You know, the talk of the town.
Okay, so you could be the talk of the town. Tweet to @BryceIsaiah, #PPBA, and then I'm going to put a link to the SoundCloud also. Where go to robisawebsite.com/PPBA to go directly to listen to the Purple Pants Badass song.
Yes.
All right.
We're in here.
And then what about for Freak? Do you want people doing anything with Freak? Also, I mean, if they want to make a dub smash to Freak?
Well, then absolutely. Freak is a classic, so you can't leave out Freak, and you can make a dub smash to Freak as well, too.
Yeah. Because it's like one of these things where you go to a concert, you know, you want the artist to, you want them to play the hit. They want to play the new stuff.
So listen, I'm all about the hit. So, you know, I'm all about the Freak. So listen, the Freak is, that's my baby 11. Who knows, maybe at the next live Kia, you know, I might be up on that stage performing.
Well, you know, I've offered it in the past.
Listen. It's a new year, a new me. I'm ready, Rob.
All right. So that would be huge. Well, could you just go right into it? You could do the whole medley now.
Listen, I have a medley now, okay?
All right.
And, you know.
Well, this is very exciting. Do you have any New Year's resolutions that you want to tell us about?
You know, my New Year's resolutions is kind of always stick to the same thing. It's just reach for the stars, you know. You can't reach for the, if you don't reach for the stars, you're always going to hit the ceiling. So, you know, like Mama Varner said before, balls to the walls in 2016. So, you know, just go hard for what you want and, you know, just believe in yourself.
Is there anything in particular that you want for Christmas this year?
I don't know what I want for Christmas. The people have like been asking me that and I've kind of been like so weird. And I'm just like, I just want everyone to stay healthy and be happy. So that's what I want for Christmas is everyone around the world, all the rap listeners, you, Rob, you and your new family, Jeremy and the new baby. I just want everyone to be happy and healthy. That's what I want for Christmas.
Yeah. And do you want everybody to get along on Twitter also?
Well, they don't have to do that because that's for a clapback season. So that's, I check them. So they don't have to get along on Twitter because that's fine because I can come through and check them real quick. But so you don't have to get along for Twitter in 2016, though. But, you know, just in life in general, be happy and healthy and, you know, peace and blessings to everyone.
All right. Well, Bryce, thank you so much for coming on and choosing. I know you have many outlets to drop an exclusive on, but I do appreciate you coming on here with me to give the Robinson Podcast listeners this exclusive single in the week before Christmas.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rob. You know, my inbox was blowing up, but I said, no, I have to come back home.
Yes,
I have to come back home. So absolutely. Thank you for having me, Robin. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the support that you give me. It's amazing. And I love the fact that I can just always come on here and have such a good time and such a positive feedback. So I just think everyone is so important to me. So thank you so much.
Well, we've got a long off season ahead of us. So you let me know if there's more stuff you want to come on and talk about.
Listen, I'm a slide in your DM.
All right, Bryce. All right. Take care. Merry Christmas. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody, there you have it. Some exclusive stuff here on Robin's Podcast. The second track from Bryce Isaiah as a Christmas bonus here for you guys on the podcast. Trying to work on a little bit more for the Christmas stuff for you guys. Usually I've done a big holiday special. This year has been a little bit different, working on a couple different things, and hopefully I will have a shorter version of this, but consider this the first of many presents, maybe a little bit more like a Hanukkah style. Oh, okay. Here's one present today, working on some more stuff for later on during the week. So that's what we're doing here this week. Of course, also we've had our News AF podcast with Tyson. We talked a lot about the Steve Harvey drama from earlier this week. Plus, I talked about why Jeremy won with David Bloomberg. That's also up on robhasawebsite.com and working on some other stuff for you guys as well here on the week before Christmas on Rob Has a Podcast. So thanks again to everybody who's been using our links this holiday season for Amazon.com. That is greatly appreciated. And there's still time if you want to get your moments in for our top 10 podcast moments of the year. Go to robhasawebsite.com/best of 2015. robhasawebsite.com/best of 2015 and leave your suggestions in the comments of that page and we'll work on our top 10 moments of the year podcast for next week. All right, everybody, have a good one. If you don't listen to any other podcasts between now and then, hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas if you are celebrating this week, and all the best. Take care. Bye. Don't come for me, cause it's that, that, get on my time, cause it's that, that, where you getting fresh, it's that, that, where you looking sexy, that, that, don't come for me, cause it's that, that, get on my time, cause it's that, that, where you getting fresh, it's that, that, where you looking sexy, that, that, don't
Don't come for me, cause it's that. Get all my time, cause it's that.